booster shot gets a green light. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The CDC recommending an extra COVID booster after the FDA authorized it.
The available data also show that immunity does wane to some extent over time, and older adults and those with weakened immune systems, even if they've received a booster, may be more likely to experience severe outcomes if they get COVID-19.
The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks. For now, the recommendation is only for people 50 and older or with certain conditions. Russia facing a lot of skepticism over its claim to scale back its operations in two Ukrainian cities, including the capital, Kyiv. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're repositioning, not withdrawing, also noting they haven't been able to take and hold any major cities, but he stops short of calling it a failed military campaign.
I don't think we're prepared to slap a bumper sticker on this thing right now. I mean, there are still people dying. There's still bombs falling. There's still missiles flying. And there's still give and take on the battlefield.
Russia's negotiating team says it's looking to build trust for more talks with Ukraine. Calling racial hate a persistent problem, President Biden just signing a bill that makes lynching a federal hate crime.
Hundreds of similar bills have failed to pass.
This bill makes it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime leads to death or serious bodily injury. And it's named after Emmett Till, the black teenager whose 1955 killing in Mississippi helped galvanize the civil rights movement. Executives from six of the nation's largest oil companies agree to testify on Capitol Hill about the rising cost of gasoline. They're set to appear before a House committee next Wednesday. Democrats have accused oil companies of possible price gouging. Republicans say the president's policies are stifling energy investment and production. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The longest-serving House Republican in history lies in state.
Ready, step. Ready.
A military honor guard escorted the casket of Alaska Republican Don Young up the Capitol steps, a final journey to the hallways Young served in for nearly half a century.
You see, Don was strong in his faith and strong in his language. We got to be honest. Don was as rough as Alaskans wild.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy paid tribute to Young with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
His many friends in the House will strive to live up to his towering legacy.
Young died this month while traveling back to Alaska. He was 88 years old, first elected to Congress in 1973.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill. Less than a week after the death of their drummer, the Foo Fighters have canceled all upcoming concerts, including this Sunday's scheduled appearance for the Grammy Awards in Las Vegas. A statement from the band confirms the cancellation with great sadness, calling the death of Taylor Hawkins a staggering loss. He died last Friday while on tour in South America, where officials have said multiple drugs were found in his system, but no official cause of death has been released. Billionaire Elon Musk says he's giving serious thought to building a social media platform, a rival to Twitter, which is where he's discussing it.
The Tesla and SpaceX CEO not going into details, but previously tweeting, given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy, asking what should be done and if another site is needed. Musk later posting, free speech is essential to a functioning democracy, polling users on if Twitter addresses free speech issues.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Dow up 338 points today. The S&P and the NASDAQ gaining more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.